Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back with us Green Onions, that song. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customers, ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. NFIB.com is the website where you can find the index of small business optimism that he's been creating now for 40-something years, 43 years, I think it is. And he's been purveying that excellent index, that excellent survey, and we're talking about that right now. Bill, thanks again for being here. Hiring is up. That's the good news, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, we had good numbers. We don't quite agree with what the government says has been happening out there, but most of the private sources about hiring information, you know, like ADP and ours and others, yep. You know, they see a better world out there than the BLS, the Bureau mm-hmm. of Labor Statistics, is managing to measure. So I think you'll see, you know, we'll get some big revisions coming up here pretty soon, and we'll see those numbers are really there. Our people are reporting they're hiring people and putting them on and looking, and they got record high numbers of job openings. So they're trying to fill them, trying to hire. Record numbers of owners are reporting that they're raising worker compensation to attract and keep their employees, and it's a pretty good picture.
Well, when I see what's happening on Wall Street, I see dynamism. I see optimism, not optimism, but I see exuberance.
Yeah.
And maybe some quantum movement there, but which I don't think is, which I think is inaccurate. I think it's not justified. I think it's over the top, and it does not match the fundamentals.
But when stock market's in over its head.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. The stock market went up 2,000 points from the election to the inauguration, and no fundamentals changed.
Yeah.
So, but on Main Street, when I see that you report hiring is a third of a worker per firm over the last few months average, that's a granular growth. That's a healthy growth. That's an honest growth. What do you think?
Exactly. You know, that's the real fundamental growth. You know, what's going on in the financial markets, of course, is one of the reasons that our markets are doing so well is the only big economy that shows growth. And so, you know, we attract a lot of foreign capital that comes in, bids up prices in our stock markets, and that's the way it goes.
Well, they're making money with money. We make money with stuff and with people.
Exactly.
And that's the real economy. And so, folks, that's the reason why the Bill Dunkelberg's index is so important to a lot of people, including the Fed. They pay attention. So good for you, small business owners. Keep up the good work. I know, Bill, I'm not worried about them getting out over their heels, over their skis. I'm not worried about small business owners getting too exuberant about hiring because we watch every penny.
Yeah. No, I think that's the case. You know, the market is confusing for sure for us because if you think about what the stock market is, it's valuing the productive output of the economy. And what it says is that, you know, it's at record high levels. When in fact, you know, the government stats and our own stats say, yeah, it's doing better, but it's not as exciting and good as a record high stock market says it is. So we have to wonder how all that's going to come together. There are two ways. One is the real economy catches up. Maybe we get really good tax reform, et cetera.
Right.
And so we really do start producing more stuff with these assets that we value so highly. Or the other thing is, of course, we get a change in prices, which will be painful.
Well, the GDP is not supporting a lot of this optimism, though, is it?
That's the problem. Is that,
yeah.
You know, the stock market says that we have a really valuable operation going on here. Mm-hmm. But the GDP numbers, they're not producing very much.
Well, you know what I say, Bill? Small businesses out here on Main Street, we can't fry optimism.
Right, exactly.
Our manna doesn't come from heaven. Our manna comes from customer money.
Right. And we don't issue stock to raise new capital.
Right.
We have to earn it.
That's right. So compensation and earnings up too, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's good. Those numbers are the earnings numbers, which is, you know, are your earnings higher or lower than they were in the prior quarter, so it's an earnings trend measure. You know, that's been improving over the last 6 months, and that's good to see, and it's supported by reports of, improving sales trends.
And we sales are up, too, yeah.
Are your sales higher or lower? And the sales trends have been getting better. Again, it's not dramatic, like the big moves in the stock market, but it's the real economy moving here, and real economy doesn't jump like that, you know. It moves more gradually and with purpose.
But they're still not borrowing money.
No, no.
Even though they are spending capital on capital expenditures, which comes back to my position for the last, which I predicted years ago, which has come true in the last year, and that's that their balance sheets are stronger. They're buying their capital assets with their own equity.
That's right. You said this over the past several years that, you know, they've got the cash, and when the opportunity comes, you know, they're going to step in and spend the money, and that's what they've been doing. So they haven't had to use leverage yet, and that's good.
Well, they've been deleveraging. Why would they borrow money if they don't have to? And
right.
So, and that's the reason why, Bill, if we can just get this economy going, I've been saying this for a long time, and you have too. Small business owners are poised for outrageous profits if we could get the economy going to 3%.
Exactly. And 3%, that would be a good number.
We could achieve that number. We could all make a lot of money and everybody be happy. We could push this economy and the world back into equilibrium, hopefully. Quick break, right back with Bill Dunkelberg. 10 Till, more to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.